Charlotte's NBA team needs new trash cans. Sure, it's not the most glamorous part of rebranding, but Marketing Vice President Seth Bennett points out orange trash cans with Bobcats logos throughout the arena.
On last count, there may be 150 of those trash receptacles around the building that are in public places that you'd want to not have displaying the old logo once we make our transformation to the Hornets.
It's easy to forget about all the little things in an arena that make it feel like home until you have to change them all. Walking through, Bennett sees stickers, signs, paint, posters, logos.
There are literally thousands of things that have to be de-identified.
The team estimates the total cost of the name change will be more than $4 million. But executives say that's money well spent to get back a brand Charlotte used to be obsessed with.
We love you, we love you, we represent you.
This song used to play on a local radio station after Charlotte Hornets games. Listen to this next line.
We don't care if you win or lose, we'll stand right by your side.
And fans really didn't care. Current assistant coach Mark Price was on the team that played against the Hornets in the franchise's first game in Charlotte in 1988.
I remember that we actually won the game by about 40 points. That didn't quell the enthusiasm of the every time they scored, they got a standing ovation. I remember a lot of people wearing tuxedos to the game.
From December of 1988 to November of 1997, the Hornets sold out every single home game. But attendance dropped as the relationship soured between fans and team owner George Shinn. Shinn couldn't get a deal on a new arena, and he moved the team to New Orleans in 2002. The Hornets never really caught on there, and the team spent two seasons in Oklahoma City after Hurricane Katrina. Eventually, the owner of New Orleans NFL team bought the Hornets.
Well, the first thing, I got to show my new hat, you know.
That's owner Tom Benson putting on a New Orleans Pelicans hat after changing the team's name about a year ago. Ben Hales is in charge of marketing for the team.
We wanted a name that spoke to this region, spoke to permanence, and spoke to commitment to remaining here.
The Pelican is on Louisiana's state flag and seal. The Hornets' name that New Orleans scrapped is tied to Charlotte's history. British General Cornwallis once called Charlotte a hornet's nest of rebellion. Charlotte's second NBA team, the Bobcats, hadn't been very good or popular. 4 months after Hornets became available, the Bobcats decided to bring back the buzz. Pete Guelli is the team's chief marketing officer.
It immediately impacted our business for this year. Were the Bobcats, because people are buying in right now so they can be part of the Hornets process next year and that opening night.
Guelli says the team picked up more than 2,000 new season ticket holders. That surge in interest is no surprise to NBA consultants like Jordan Schlachter.
One of the great things about the Hornets from 20 years ago is people used to wear Hornets merchandise anywhere, whether it be New York or L.A., just because it was cool.
Schlachter is executive vice president for the marketing arm, and he used to work for the NBA and the New York Knicks. He says you still see the old-school Hornets purple and teal merchandise across the country. Now that the Charlotte team is selling that gear with a new twist.
On site, you're going to see a tremendous uptick in the size of the business for them.
That's already happening in the team store. It's technically still the Bobcat store, but about 80% of the merchandise is Hornets-related. And since rolling out the new gear, the team says it set five single-day sales records.
People seem to be picking the buzz back up.
That's Alton Walker, who had already bought his young daughter a Hornets hat.
She just told me, she said, I don't know what I wear with it, so she must not have any shoes that match. So that's what'll be coming next.
Elsewhere in the store, Kendall Honeycutt was rocking a puffy, old-school Hornets jacket.
I got on eBay, looked for some old-school stuff where it got too expensive, so got one, found one, and I wear it when I can.
Have you seen if they've gotten much more expensive?
Yeah, they've actually skyrocketed, and it's harder to find stuff now.
Honeycutt says he's recently seen his jacket online for a few hundred dollars. He bought it for $80. There's never been this kind of demand for Bobcats merchandise, so what happens to all the leftover gear?
There is no large, you know, warehouse of items, so if you don't see it, we don't have it.
Marketing Vice President Seth Bennett again. He says there's already about half as much Bobcats gear left as the team thought there would be, and it's all somewhere in the arena. Bottom line, Bobcats President Fred Whitfield says the team will come out ahead.
The Hornets transition definitely will improve the value of our franchise and also improve our ability to go out and sell.
But ultimately, Whitfield says the team has to put a better product on the court. Two seasons ago, the Bobcats had the worst winning percentage in NBA history. This season, they may make the playoffs. Next season, they'll have a young core of talented players, a coaching staff with another year of experience, and a name that belongs in Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.